Hello and welcome to the Happen Chance Podcast. My name is Seth, your host, and today's topic, inner critics and editors. Okay, as long as a man stands in his own way, everything seems to be in his way, says Ralph Waldo Emerson. The inner critic is a rotten friend to have around, like the guy who shows up at your party just to tell you that your party sucks while he drinks all of your imported beer. The mind is a funny thing. It can conceive things unrivaled in nature and unimaginable to past generations, but it can also turn a man into a quivering jellyfish afraid of his own toaster. In the case of inner critics, it can fill a person with self-doubt and prevent them from creating something amazing. Anyone who creates anything has critics. That's the price of playing the game. Yet our inner critics are the harshest and most destructive critics of all. Judgmental, intimidating, berating, etc. Inner critics are actually the mind's perverse way of trying to protect us. The mind wants us to be comfortable and complacent, to avoid shame and ridicule. Their logic works like this. If I don't create anything bad, I will avoid shame. Yet not trying anything is the most shameful thing of all. Your inner critic or critics may speak in the voice of teachers, friends, parents, but the message is the same. This is shit. These voices are an accumulation of negative experiences surrounding us like iron shavings around a magnet. Other things the inner critic might say, you've never done anything right. Everything worth doing has already been done. Why bother? So many people are already doing so much better work than you. You're a phony, a fake, a fraud. You have the brain of a marmot and the heart of a Gila monster. Insert your favorite negative quote here. Note that the internal critic tends to speak in the second person, as if it's a voice outside your own head, like that somehow gives it more authority and credence. Remember, though, that these voices are inside your head. You create them. As such, you can manage them, control them, and eventually beat them into painful, bloody submission. How to manage your inner critic? A negative inner monologue is essentially a learned behavior that must be unlearned. This may take some time, but it is possible to learn to manage or even silence your inner critic. You may have to try several different methods. As far as I know, there is no silver bullet for silencing inner critics unless your inner critic happens to be a werewolf. Here are tricks for managing and silencing your inner critic. Separate your drafts from your early revisions. For me, the trick is telling the inner critic that I will do well, but I must go through several revisions and make some mistakes, lots of mistakes along the way. Nothing works right the first time. That's just how it goes. Once I learned this lesson, things became much, much easier. I guess I just gave myself permission to fail spectacularly. Tell your inner critic to take a leave of absence. If you happen to have a running dialogue with your inner critic, tell them to take a leave of absence with pay and promise they can come back and help later. The inner critic can be a pretty good bullshit detector if you learn to work with him, but like any relationship, you need lots of space. Question that voice. Call it out. If you have one voice that is particularly bad, ask yourself what right that voice has to stop you from doing what you need or want to do. Others say you can question the motivation of these voices. Acknowledge the voice. One psychologist recommends a technique called thank you, goodbye. He says that inner critics are well-intentioned, but they only know how to convey their messages in negative terms. I haven't used this, but it seems legit. You can see the link on the website. Make a deal with a critic. Write down on paper what they say, and make a promise to deal with it later, then forget about it. This technique makes the most of our tendency to procrastinate. Who cares if you break a promise to your critic? They're jerks anyway. Decouple what you create from who you are. I've written some awful, awful stuff, but it's not who I am, just something I made while I was learning. When I look back on what I've done, it's easy to see a progression from awful to less awful to borderline mediocre. Along the way, if I had said, oh, that's awful, I'm awful, then I never would have reached a level of mediocrity I am so proud of today. Now, give yourself permission to fail. Every failure is an education. By failing, we learn what doesn't work. Sometimes we learn what does work. The people who succeed are usually those people who have a nice track record of failures and cluster mess-ups. The only way to have good ideas are to have lots and lots of bad ones. Write about it. While journals won't solve all your problems, they are useful for keeping your inner critics in check. How? By writing their arguments and objections, you can see how silly and irrational they actually are. Then you can craft arguments to destroy them once and for all. Finally, have confidence in yourself and your abilities. This may be the most important trick in the book. If you say you can't do something, you probably can't. And let's get cheesy personal development blog here for a second. If you believe you can, well, you might be able to. Now trust your own judgment and let nothing stand in your way. Go kick some ass. And that does it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you did enjoy this episode, be sure to share it on Facebook, Twitter, or Reddit. And don't forget to stop by the website, happenchance.net. We'll see you next time.